your Bibles to the Psalms. It's a good way to start off, isn't it? Psalm chapter 50. But a marvelous psalm in that it emphasizes the grandeur of God. And anytime anything emphasizes the grandeur of God, it's a magnificent thing. The psalm starts off this way. The mighty one, God, the Lord has spoken. He has summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shone forth. May our God come and not keep silence. Fire devours before him. It is very tempestuous around him. He summons the heavens above and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. The question now then beckons us, what then is God going to be judging us according? And as the text goes on, it's going to be referring to our sacrifices, the things that we bring before him. It says this in verse 7, "Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. But I shall take no young bull out of your house, nor male goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains. I shall eat the flesh of bulls, or shall I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of male goats? No, this is what I want." Verse 14. "Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving." I want you to stop there, and I want you to think about that. A sacrifice of thanksgiving. God is wanting us to be thankful even when times are difficult. That's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now, it's easy to be thankful when things are going well and things are going easy. But God is wanting you to believe that he is good all the time. This is what he wants you to offer me. God, I thank you for these difficult times. I praise you for the hard times in my life. And it is you recognizing that God is good all the time. This is faith, isn't it? It's not faith if you say, well, God is good when things are going well. It is faith when you are saying, God is good when I can't see it. I want you to believe this, he says. Now watch the very next phrase. And I want you to pay your vows to the Most High. The vows were those things that people offered before God willingly. They desired to do this. It wasn't something that he twisted their arm about. And clearly what he's saying is I don't want you to hold back. I want you to generously give me your sense of generosity. We tend to be generous to a lot of people. We tend to be willing to give to a lot of different sources. He says, do it to me. See me as the source of blessings and the source of rewards and the source of gratification. I want you to believe that I'm the rewarder of those who diligently seek. So come to me willingly. So the two things that God is looking for is a thankful heart, no matter how difficult the circumstances, no matter how the trials seem to multiply, you're going to give thanks. And you're going to come before God willingly, believing that he is the rewarder of those who diligently, generously seek him. But he doesn't end there. Read with me in verse 15. And I want you to call upon me in the day of trouble. I don't want you seeking everything and everybody else when you're in trouble. I want you to come to me. And I shall rescue you, and you will honor me in doing this. Clearly, he's wanting us to believe that he is the Savior. He is the one, the only one, that can rescue us. if you'll do these things, God is pleased with your offerings. These are the offerings that he seeks. Believe that he is good all the time. Believe that he is the one worthy for all of your desires and your generosity, and that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And believe that he is the only Savior, the only one that you can turn to in times of trouble. It is faith that God honors. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. Well, Father, we come before you today, and our desire is to trust you with all of our heart, to no longer lean on our own understanding. Lord, we understand that you don't need anything. But we also see in your word that you desire something. You desire our hearts. That we would trust you with all of our hearts. Lord, may this be the offering that we offer up to you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.